all in one bond. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
Yes, there was a pen that you milked.
And was that any special name for that pen that you milked?
I never knew anything but cow.
That's good enough, isn't it? Yes, sir, well, they were in the pen, weren't they?
Where did you keep your hogs and pigs?
Well, they always had a place that they called the hog pen, and they had it built kind of long that it wouldn't cause any odor or anything. And then there was shelter for the hogs to go out under the weather.
Oh, and that was still a part of the hog pen.
That's right.
Shelter too.
That's right.
Now, what other meaning would the word dairy have? Dairy. Where did you store your potatoes and turnips in the winter, for example?
Well, at that particular time, they hill potatoes, and when they dug the potatoes, they let them stay out until they were dry. And then they would get some of this hay that I was talking about that was dry, and they would put enough in there to keep it warm, and then they would get some pine needles and put on that. Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, they would cut some corn stalks, and they would heat it up kind of like a wigwam, and they would throw dirt up on it and leave a place for a gate.
Mm-hmm.
And it would keep all the winter. And the same way they did their tubs, root makers like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but how did people used to get their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Down in the well, they had what you call a milk can, and they would let that down in the well, and it would keep just as cool and fresh as it did in the refrigerator today.
Well, what do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules and the other animals walk around?
Well, we had our pasture. They would go into the pasture, and there would always be some water, a stream of water in there where they could drink, and grass where they could graze in the winter, in the summer. But in the winter, of course, you would have to put feed in there for them to eat.
Did you have a place closer to the house than the pasture sometimes as you used to let them walk around in?
Well, no more than where they had to stay.
And that was called the what?
The lot and the cow.
Well, what would you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Well, sometimes when the crops was all together, they would turn them out because everything was gathered in, and they would go across the field from field to field, but they would always know to come back around from
that. Well, that was convenient, wasn't it? You didn't have to go look for them. Did you ever raise cotton when you lived?
Yes.
Well, tell me about the work you did after you planted the cotton.
Well, the first thing, the men got the land ready. They broke it up, and then they laid it off, and then they run floods. And then, of course, when I was young, they had something they called a guano scribidier and a cotton planter. And they would run the guano scribidier ahead of the cotton planter, and you would only have to tote the guano and the seeds to dig each planter. And that's the way they sold their cotton at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the cotton was up, you take a hole and you would chop it.
Cotton and corn grow in a